case number 10825, Barbara H. Wood, south of Route 277, northeast of Boat Dock Court East, being lot 15, block ZZ, within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Pardon?
Name and address.
Barbara H. Wood. You want this address or the other address?
Whichever you use.
23217, Boat Dock Course East, Lewis.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Norman Barnett. I'm an attorney in Georgetown with Schaub and Barnett, and I represent Ms. Wood. I believe you have the application in front of you. I brought some photographs and a copy of the survey, which I think might be helpful for you to take a look at. Excuse me. This application seeks a variance of 8.2 feet from a front yard setback for a deck which sits in the front of the property in question. There's a picture of it, I believe. The first picture we show you, it's actually the front portion of the deck. The history here is Ms. Wood purchased this property in April of this year. At the settlement, the survey indicated that this, what was thought to be a walkway, was in fact considered a deck under the county interpretation. The person who built it was the gentleman who Ms. Wood bought the property from. He had told us that he thought that this was actually a walkway. He was rather diligent, in fact. He came to the county, got a variance from the side yard to build the porch, which is behind the deck, and it looks like a portion of the deck. I'm not sure that was included in the permit, but I believe it was. But he didn't realize that the front portion, which he thought was just a walkway, would be considered a deck and needed to be included in the variance, so he didn't seek it for the front portion. It's my understanding that if it were 6 inches off the ground, it would be considered a walkway. This is 12 inches, so I guess it's considered a deck. And that's the reason we're seeking the variance for that portion. This walkway deck has been there since, I believe, 1991 when he built it and got the variance for the porch. So it's been there a long time. And I can ask Ms. Wood a few questions, which might help in your determination. Did you have any knowledge prior to the settlement of the front yard setback issue?
Oh, no.
Okay. And did you remember talking with Mr. Comers about the deck at the settlement?
At the settlement, I was assured that everybody knew about it and that it was all right, and it was a matter of terminology. One, you know, walkway, deck, which one was it? And the county put deck on the survey. So
the surveyor did. Isn't that
right,
correct?
So okay. That's what we're calling it.
Okay. Where this deck and the, as it comes down from the porch, is it on a grade?
It is on a fairly steep grade that goes down, and if you were to put it directly on the ground, it would be muddy down there on the to slope down to the driveway like that. So I'm hoping.
You mean if the deck wasn't there?
If the deck wasn't there and you had to go do something else to it.
And this is in a wooded area, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's wooded and shaded, and you really can't even see it from the street.
Okay. And do you think anything would grow in there if that deck wasn't there?
No.
Okay. Weeds, maybe?
I don't.
Have you discussed this with the neighbors?
I've talked to neighbors on either side. Nobody has any problems with it. So it's been discussed. And I'm not adding anything new to it. That's it.
Okay. I don't have anything further.
When did you buy the property?
When did I buy it? I settled on it April 18th.
Of this year?
Oh, yes.
And the person you bought it from was this?
Comer.
He's the guy who built it?
I don't think he built the house, I think that.
The deck.
Oh, the deck, yeah.
Okay.
My understanding, anyway.
Okay, any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
None. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10825, as I don't believe it alters the central character of the neighborhood. It's been there for many years. Built by the owner, present owner.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10825. All those in favor of the motion, with the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.